Hello again from me, and welcome to the Birdwatching Podcast. The date is Monday the 12th of January. Just a brief podcast this one, to let everyone know. Firstly, thanks to everyone who's subscribing and listening in. Got quite a number of you out there now, nice one. Yep, from now on I'm going to release these every Sunday. So, if you can tolerate the sound of my voice and my lovely accent, you can listen to this every Sunday, starting from this Sunday. Oh, obviously I can't start from last Sunday, can I? Not unless I've got a TARDIS. Anyhow, let us digress. Yep. Next Sunday's podcast, it's going to be entitled Why You Like Birdwatching. Basically, I just want to hear what you think. After, you know, what you enjoy about bird watching, what particularly draws you to it, and I look forward to any comments. I've already put some of these on some websites and forums for some feedback. If anyone wishes to email me any comments that they wish to have broadcast, I'll certainly put them in the next podcast. All I'll need from you is your name or your username, whichever, it doesn't have to be your real name. And roughly whereabouts you are, you know, county, country. And if you can send your email to birdpod@hotmail.co.uk. That's birdpod, all one word, @hotmail.co.uk. And get those in for me by Saturday and, you know, you'll be a feature in Sunday's podcast. Okay, so I'm asking, what do you like about bird watching? In a moment, I'll explain what I like about it. What can I say? Recent updates since I last did a podcast. What have I been doing at Reeve, the world of birding? Not much, really. Work's keeping me busy, obviously. The dark night means that when I come back in, take my dogs out, there's not a lot going on. I look more forward to the summer when I can be up and down the canal and have more of a good look, see at what's going on. As I said, yesterday I went to my local park, which is actually where I am now, walking with my dogs. Fed the ducks, favourite pastime of ours. Thanks to the lady in the shop around the corner who knows that the only time I'm in there buying bread, it's just for the ducks, so I will get it cheap. So that's pretty good. 40p for a loaf instead of £1.40, something ridiculous like that. So yeah, we came in. Anything unusual? Well, not as such, but I may have mentioned before that on occasion we've got some mandarin ducks on here. I think the most I saw earlier were 4 male and 1 female. And they migrate at this time of year between here and a local river. Where they go the rest of the year, Lord knows, but yeah, around about this time of year, you can see them in the park. And there was one there yesterday, one male. And apart from that, the... what else was there? Canada geese, mallard, moorhen, blackbird, magpie, robin. You know, nothing particularly outstanding as such if you look at the rarities, but... You know, all great stuff in their own right. I just love seeing blackbirds more than anything. My favourite bird. I may mention it before and I may mention it again. I just love listening to them and watching their antics. So yeah, that was the morning. That's first thing. And then I went to Martin Mere shortly after her. Martin Mere being a local reserve, part of the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust. Great stuff. If ever anyone's interested, I think it's £8.50 or £8 to get in. But if you join up as a member on a yearly basis or whatever, or do it via direct debit, you can get in and you don't have to pay for each visit, which is what I do. Great stuff. What did I see yesterday? Let's see. Let's have a rough idea. That's mainly wildfowl, as the name suggests. So it was... Again, mallard, shell duck, pintail, widgeon, teal, grey-legged geese, hooper swans, which great spectacle. If you go there at this time of year, I highly recommend that you go to Merton Mere. If you go there for either 3 in the afternoon or 3:30, you can watch them being fed. At 3:30 you get a talk while the chap does that as well. That's great stuff. You know, see loads of the things all swamped down on him as he's got a wheelbarrow full of feed and chucked it out to him. It is a spectacular sight if you like birds. If you don't, it's still a spectacular sight. Yep. So anyway, let's carry on. What else did I see? Yep, as I was looking at some of these birds here, a green shank flew in. There's a buzzard. I said grey like this. Robin again, blackbird, pheasant. Green finch. Trying to think there. Green finch, chaffinch. Anything else will probably come to me later on. But, you know, quite an array of birds. There is a nice feeding station there as well. On one of the hides, so you can get a lot of birds at feeders. Yep, good place to go if you've got a scope. You don't necessarily need one, but you do at least need binoculars. Well, good place to visit. So yeah, so that's what I've been doing since my last podcast. So you can probably take it from the fact that I'm even doing a podcast on this, and hopefully it's evident that I enjoy doing this, that I do enjoy bird watching. But, as I said, in next week's podcast, I want to know why you enjoy bird watching. So it's only fair I'll give a little bit more detail as to why I like bird watching. So, what makes someone of 36 years of age suddenly decide to stop ignoring bird shelter, say, to a degree, other than occasionally feeding ducks and seeing the swans on the canal, and taking an active interest in all types of birds? Well, I think I mentioned before that it was a grey wagtail starting the interest, the colours on this particular creature, and seeing the antics of it as its tail bobbed up and down. Right, so that's what sparked me interest. What's kept it up? Basically, the variety of birds that you can see. And for me, the main thing is I found it relaxing. The job that I do is a community psychiatric nurse, and I found it to be a very rewarding job. I really enjoy it. I enjoy talking with people, but at times I must say it does get stressful, as any job will. And as a stress reliever, or as let's say in mental health, you've got a thing called this distraction technique, which isn't always a permanent solution to a problem, but distraction techniques are basically something that set your mind away from an issue, or can help you, you know, help you set your mind off things. For some people, it's watching telly, reading a book. Well, for me now, it's bird watching, and I think it's great. I think it's very therapeutic that you can go out, just chill out for a bit. Sometimes I go with my brother-in-law, but most of the time I go on my own, which I have to say, generally, I do prefer. I'm not a hermit or anything. I like the company of others, but I do enjoy being on my own and having my own time. Well, let's just say time away from humans, because I do take my dogs with me, so technically I'm not on my own. So they come on my bird watching trip sometimes, if it's feasible. But no, it's just great to have nothing to worry about. Go out. Do I take the binoculars? Do I not? Does it matter? I'm going down the canal, I'll see what I see. If I'm specifically going looking at anything, set my binoculars, telescope I was going to say, yep, I'll set that if I'm going to Merton Mere. Or another one locally is Pennington Flash at Lee. I can set my telescope there. But it's just great. You go out and you can see what you can see. If I see anything, marvellous. If I don't, whatever. Just a bit of exercise and fresh air. And, yeah, I think the best thing for me is when you see something, it doesn't matter to me how rare it is. It really doesn't. I mean, that's great. You know, to see something you've never seen before is always a bonus, you know, in this. But to see something you've seen many times before, is just as good if you enjoy it. Favourite bird for me, as I said, is the blackbird, but I must say one of my other favourites has to be a grey heron. And I don't think you can beat that, especially through a telescope. Looking at a grey heron in the distance, poised, ready to strike, is basically, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's hard to put into words. But just to see these, you know, well, beautiful creatures, poised, ready to get the fish. And how long they can stand there with such concentration. And then to see them strike, and, you know, if they miss, they miss. And then they'll go again, but, oh, just great to see. Kingfishers as well. You know, kingfishers are things, I think, that you see when you're not looking. You go out looking for them, you'll not see one, is what I find. Decide not to look for them, and you've every chance of seeing one. Yeah, I can tell you places where you'll definitely see a kingfisher. I know people will tell me this, you'll always see one at such a place, at such a time. Great. And what happens when I go? Nope. You know, it doesn't conform to the information that I've been given. So, oh yeah, hang on a minute, you're supposed to be there. And, you know, those people are just lucky, I think. Oh, there's always one there. I have seen a kingfisher. Let's see. Last year and this year. Towards the end of last year, I should say, I have seen one at Merton Mere. The canal, just a bit further up from Merton Mill near Wigan. I saw two together in flight. And let's have a see. Again, yeah, at the end of last year, I would say November, December, I did see one on the canal. This is an area called Peelstock near Wigan, and that was perched for quite a while. I wanted to get a decent shot, but it was too far away. When I say shot, of course, I mean a camera. You know, so no puns about guns. Puns about guns, there, yeah, it ran. No, I wanted to get a decent photograph, but didn't happen. But I saw it, that's the main thing. And I think some bird watchers think, well, novices, that's what you have to look out for. I've never seen one of those. Got an interest in bird watching. I want to see one. No harm in that. But again, that's the joy of it for me. You don't see something and then move on and look for something else. I love seeing the same things over and over. So, let me think. What else regarding bird watching do I like? Yeah, that's what I like. You can't beat grow your own birds, shall we call it. Nope, you don't need a pack of seeds and grow them. What I mean is just, you know, having them there close at hand. Yeah, let's speak properly, good grief. No, what I'm on about is having birds in your garden. Some feeders out there, see what happens, get them established, see what birds come in. Great stuff. And I think that's excellent. You can sit, look through the kitchen window, or sit in a chair with binoculars, look at them close up. It's bird watching made easy, really. But it's just so great to see when you do get birds into your garden. I mean, I'll do a future podcast on how to make your garden bird friendly. That'll come at some point. But in the meantime, we'll just say, you know, I've got a bird friendly garden. No vermin problem. Nice high wall, so no cats coming in. And what birds do I get in there? I feel very privileged to have house sparrows, which are in decline. So luckily we've got at the back of us some ivy and some passion flower growing, and they live inside all that. And we get quite a number coming into the garden. Blackbirds, collared dove, wood pigeon, robin. We've got a resident there. He's always in and out. What else? Let me think. Great tits, blue tits, and occasionally coal tits. So, quite a nice little selection there. know our neighbours have goldfinches coming in and out, and we ain't got any. So, unless I nip over next door and ask to borrow one, I don't know what I can do about that. I've got a feeder with the right feed for them, but... If anybody's any ideas as to how I can encourage them to come in, you know, without resorting to stealing them, let me know. Right, that's about it for now. Not relevant to the podcast, but I need to go to Tesco. There we are. Let's chuck a bit of the mundane in the... Who needs EastEnders when you've got this, eh? Right, so, yep, as I said, Sunday will be the podcast where you can tell me why you like bird watching. And again, you know, from examples of birds that come into your garden, birds you like seeing, feeding, you know, maybe your kids, grandkids like birds, doing a project at school, what you like about them, anything whatsoever. You know, I don't define bird watching as going around with binoculars and telescopes and, you know, we'll not even get into the realms of twitching, but if you like twitching, then feel free to comment on that. As I said, bird watching covers any of it, from looking through the window to looking through a telescope. So, again, if you've got any comments that you wish to make on why you like bird watching, get in touch with me via email at birdpod@hotmail.co.uk. That's birdpod@hotmail.co.uk. Okay, and so until the next podcast, all the best. Ta-ta.